black bears and tame black bears and wild black bears, and I mean that's about all the bears that I know. And then the strawberries, just a few.
Well, the kinds, like berries, are something that grow in the woods that you're not supposed to eat, you know. And if they can kill you, people would say those are.
Oh, will that be thunderberry?
Or something like that.
I've got thunderberry out here in my yard.
Have you heard of kinds that are supposed to kill you?
Yes. I don't know. When I put it there, my sister-in-law had fit. She had a boy that would eat anything. He's going to taste of it.
Yeah.
You know, you see children, it's going to do it.
Yeah.
And she just had a fit when I stuck that out.
Uh-huh.
But I said, now, Laura, if you can't learn to let things alone, I'm not going to do it. I said, I think it's pretty, and so I said that.
Uh-huh.
And it is a beautiful thing in the fall now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all the leaves are shed off, you see, and then you're sitting there red berries.
Oh,
it's a pretty thing.
Oh, and, but those bears are...
Oh, yes, they're thunderberries. It's a thunderberry.
Thunderberry.
They're not edible. Now, you know, some of these people get them mixed up with a red haw, they call it.
Uh-huh.
Now, they're edible. You can eat them.
Oh, they are.
They're not extra good, but kids that like to eat everything, well, I've eaten a lot of them.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Oh yes, they're red haws are just they're.
So they're not poison.
Oh no, they're not poison. No, but they're, and there's not very much difference in the
look.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, what about magnolia trees? Do they have?
They don't have any berries. I'll show you mine.
Oh, you do have.
Out.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, that was a picture, and mine is so pretty. The pods. It'll have the prettiest blossom you ever laid your eyes on. And they'll open them buds just as they go open. And then that thing, that center, will be covered in seed, and when they get as red as fire, they're as pretty as the blossom
are.
Oh,
really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yes.
You know, they just don't have those.
Well, sure, I've been told that all of them are not like that. Now, I don't know whether mine's a he or she or what.
Yeah,
they could be one or the other, but now I don't know what's what.
Oh.
But mine has, it's a pretty thing.
Mm-hmm.
And but I've just got the one, and then I've got one holly.
Uh-huh.
Got it out of the woods.
Uh-huh.
And it will not hold its dish.
Oh.
Never will.
Yeah.
I've been told that I had to have two.
Oh, that may be right.
I've been, they could pollinate, you know.
Like
pollinate back and forth.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But in spring it'll just be loaded with little blooms, you know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But they'll all fall. And it never has had a berry steady.
Uh-huh.
And it's a pretty tree. I got it over here in the care of a bottom.
Uh-huh. Well, you called her
Mom.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Ma and Paul.
Uh-huh. And did you ever know your grandparents personally either? I forgot to ask you about that, if you had ever.
Well, now, back when I was a little bitty girl, by my father's widow, she was a step one.
Oh,
she wasn't my own.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't his own mother.
Uh-huh.
But I never did no difference, and I called her grandmother.
Uh-huh.
But now, it's for a real grandmother, I never had one, on either side.
Mm-hmm. And let's see now, your mother's sister would be called your
aunt.
And did you know any of those?
Yes, uh-huh, yeah. Well, she had a sister who lived here in Greendown, and she used to come, as I said, now I'm going to carry the mail, you know,
uh-huh.
I'll substitute, and my home was just the back of the church down
uh-huh.
here. And my baby was just small, and she'd come and stay all day and feed the children and cook dinner.
Uh-huh.
I think she had it all ready when I got back.
Yeah.
And she didn't live far, and she was off to school.
Well, now, did they have anything for babies, like it's kind of like a crib on wheels? They'd have a hood over it and put the baby in it.
Mm-hmm.
They had